Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is
We're onto something else.
This is something Ray Dinnick is doing.
Oh, right, Ray. Oh, he's an actor.
No, he's
a director. He's a director.
Ray Dinnick is the opposite of an actor.
Oh.
But he is going to appeal to people with zero acting experience or, I have a feeling, talent.
He has great background in theater.
He's got talent. Let me tell you, of course he has great background. He's a playwright.
Yes, that's what that's the word.
Renowned playwright and Hall of Fame writer, the great Ray Dinnick of NBC Sports Philadelphia is on our show right now. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Angelo.
Ray, I did a little, what was that? That was a Jack Nicholson for my Few Good Men, right?
Yeah.
You are getting together people who have no acting experience whatever. And what are you doing with these people, Ray?
Oh, I'm not gathering anybody. The Philadelphia Theater Company is gathering them. They just asked me if I'd be part of it. That's all.
Okay. And you are yourself. Do you have any acting skills at all, Ray?
Not since high school.
All right. Because, you know, I tried to get you to play yourself in that great play you did, and you wouldn't do it.
That's correct.
But you may someday do it. Is that correct?
No, not unless the real actors don't show up and it's 2 minutes before curtain time. I might have to be forced into action, but no, certainly not voluntarily.
But Ray and Glenn Macnow did a phenomenal book on sports movies. And I know you guys got the opportunity to talk to one of the great actors of all time who did one of the greatest sports performances in a movie ever, Gene Hackman.
Yes.
Ray, you're doing a scene that Hackman did from Hoosiers?
Yes.
Oh my God! Is this like the pep talk? What is it?
It's the pregame pep talk before the state semifinals. Yes.
All right. Now, are you committing it to memory? Are you going to do it straight up like he did it?
Well, I'm going to try to. They have the people that are taking part in this, and there are like eight of us. We're supposed to have our script in our hand.
Okay.
So you'll have the script in your hand. So. And worst comes to worst, you can always just read from the paper. But I'm going to try to do it straight. I'm going to try to memorize it and deliver it.
Oh, wow. Anyway, people can get involved in this, right? This is a one-time thing at the Phila Theater.
Trust me. It is a one-time thing.
All right. PhilaTheaterCo.org. And I'll give that out again. We'll put it on our website. It sounds like a hilarious thing. Because people are going to be terrible at it, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the group of people that have got to do this, I mean, a lot of them are going to be far better at it than I am. I mean, there's Shayna Humphreys, who's an anchor at Channel 29. She's going to be doing, I'm sure she's going to be really good. Michael Smirkanish is going to be there. He's going to be really good.
I love Michael. Oh, that's great.
Well, wait till I tell you. You know, Michael is doing the scene from Network, the I'm mad as hell, I can't take it anymore.
Wow!
So, I mean, that's the perfect marriage of man and material, I think. So,
I would say
he's probably the odds-on favorite to win this thing. When you said the Jack Nicholson speech, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
David Cohen, the head of Comcast, did that one last year and won with it. That was the people's choice.
Oh no, that's such a great scene. I would just like to buy tickets to watch these people make idiots of themselves.
Oh, well, trust me. If you come out, we'll take care of the other part.
All right. Anyway, Ray, obviously when the schedule comes out, and you're never thrilled by this, but I got to just start with this. There's no way to accurately project how the Eagles are going to do without knowing the status of the health of Carson Wentz. How confident are you that he can get through an entire schedule without getting hurt?
I wish I could say, oh yeah, no problem. But you know, with 2 years in a row now, it hasn't happened. So until it actually happens, until you actually see it happen, you always have to have your doubts. And you're right. That's the biggest single question mark hanging over this whole team, because it's more critical than it's ever been, because now you don't know who the backup is. So Carson Wentz's health, which is always important, has never been more important than it is going into this year.
Ray, this is the thing that bothered me this week with Carson. They held this news conference because they're starting off-season workouts at Novacare Center.
Right.
And he answered, he was asked four consecutive questions about his health. And by the fourth question, he was annoyed. And he even said, "Man, I didn't think I was going to have to answer all these questions." What would he expect people to ask when he's not had a full season where he was healthy? Isn't it a reasonable thing to expect a lot of questions about your health when you left the last season with a broken bone in your back?
Of course.
So why is he copping that attitude?
He's a smart enough guy that he had to know that when he walked in there and sat down, that was going to be the first question people asked, and people are going to keep asking it. He knew that, but it didn't stop him from getting a little annoyed about it. You know, I mean, he knew it intellectually. He knew what was coming, but it still bothered him. I think he was hoping that, you know, he could answer it and then move on and get away from it. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to be answering, you know, buddy, you're going to be answering that question from now until the end of the season. I mean, it's just there. And that's, if anybody cares about this team, anybody that follows this team, heck, anybody that has a passing interest in pro football, if they're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, that's where the conversation starts. So, you know, he's got to learn to deal with that.
All right. So we're going to, the premise here in the conversation we're having is that Carson does get through the season healthy, because otherwise it doesn't, you're done anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. So Ray, let's start with this. Have you ever, in your long experience covering the NFL, ever heard the NFL acknowledge to Peter King, who tagged me? Yeah, Ray wouldn't know what that is, but he Twittered me, or whatever they call that thing, because the NFL changed the Eagles' schedule, Ray, after the Phillies signed Bryce Harper and basically kept the Birds out of South Philly in October. Have you ever heard anything like that before?
No, I've never heard that before. You know, it could have happened other places. I mean, but I've never been aware of it. I thought the schedule. That's funny. I mean, I didn't know that, but when I looked at the schedule, it broke down in a peculiar way to me. So okay, that explains it a little bit.
It does. Week six at Minnesota, week seven at Dallas, week eight at Buffalo.
Yeah, that's. I looked over the schedule last night.
Yep.
All around the league, and unless I missed something, I think the Eagles are the only team in the league that has three straight road games.
That is correct. They are the only ones, and the only reason they have it is because the Phillies signed Harper, and the NFL thinks the Phillies are going deep into the playoffs. So I ask you, is that a huge disadvantage that you have three straight road games?
When nobody else does, it is. I mean, it's clearly a disadvantage. When I looked at the schedule, I saw there were a few things that I thought were, if you're an Eagles fan, that you liked.
Okay.
And there are a few things that I think are very problematic.
Tell me both.
Okay. I think the start of the season, I think the first month of the season is not too bad. You know, the first 5 weeks, you know, you start off with Washington, who you've beaten them four in a row, and they don't figure to be very good. That's, I think, at home, I think that's a very good opener. Then you go to Atlanta, which is not easy, but, you know, you've beaten Atlanta three in a row, and so that's pretty good. You come home with Detroit. Detroit is, I don't think, is going to be a particularly good team, and Detroit has not played very well in Philadelphia ever. So then you got Green Bay, which figures to be a tough game on a short week. You know that. But then you got the Jets.
Mm.
So the first 5 weeks to me look kind of manageable. I think that's a positive. I think that every time you're going to play the AFC East, which the Eagles have this year, first thing I think is, okay, where does the Buffalo game fall? Where does the Miami game fall?
Okay.
And you want to get Buffalo early in the season before the weather gets terrible. And you want to get Miami late in the year when it's nice to go to Miami and you're not sweltering in September. And that falls well for the Eagles, as they got Buffalo in October and they get Miami in December. So that's good. And I think that the bye week comes at a good time. The bye week is week 10. So that's you know, you don't want the bye week too early. Week 10 is a good time to get the bye week. And the fact is, even though they've got the three straight road games, they sort of give the Eagles a favor in November, because they will never leave Philadelphia in November.
Yeah.
They got all three of their games plus the bye week. So they'll have the whole month of November at home. They'll never have to leave. So those are all pretty good, I think.
What's bad?
The bad part is the three straight road games. As the only team in the league that has to face that, that's not good. The fact that you have your Thursday night game is in Green Bay. That's not good. Your one Thursday night game, you always want to have that one at home, because we've talked many times about what a huge disadvantage the visiting team has on Thursday nights, and stats show that. And you're going to Green Bay, worst of all. You're going to go to play at Lambeau Field, where Green Bay has never lost a Thursday night game.
Wow.
So that's not good. And then you have five primetime games, and I always think that it's better to play those at home, because winning them on the road is tough.
Right.
It's a tough deal. And you've got three in a row on the road, like at Atlanta, at Green Bay, at Dallas, are all right. Your first three primetime games are all on the road. That's tough. Then you come home, and the first one you get at home is Seattle, which, okay, you'd rather play Seattle here than have to go to Seattle. But the fact is that Seattle is the best primetime team in football. They're 17-5 in primetime games. So that part of it is tough. The primetime part of it is tough. The three straight road games is tough. But I like the fact that you finish up with four straight division games. Your last four games are in the division, which, again, I don't think the division's going to be that good.
Yep.
And at the end, the last month of the season, you can really dictate your fate by playing four straight division games. If you sweep those games, then you're pretty much in the playoffs. So at the end of the season, if you're got some momentum going, you got the division games there to put the thing away. So I think that's a plus. So there are positives, there are minuses to it, but if this team is healthy, and especially if the quarterback is healthy, I have every reason to believe this team's going to be pretty good.
All right. People want to know what that means, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're not doing this.
It's non-binding. It's in the moment, months before, a week before the draft, Ray. How many wins do you see on that schedule right now, Ray? Come on, Ray. Non-binding.
Can I even wait till they draft?
Nine binding. I just need a number, Ray.
All right. I'm going to – I will give you – for now, I will give you 10-6.
Wow. But the draft could move that up a notch or two, right, Ray?
Oh, sure.
There it is.
They got some work to do in the draft, but there are some very good players in this draft.
Should be fun. We'll talk to you about that next week. The great Ray Dittiger, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thank you, Ray.
All right, Angelo. Take care. Bye-bye.
Let me remind you one more time. Ray is involved. Ray will be doing a scene from the movie Hoosiers. If you would like to be a part of this great program, for tickets, go to philatheaterco.org. I don't have dates or stuff like that, but if you go there, you'll get all the information that you need on that.
You should do it sometime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.